Investment flash.
Buddy, if you thought AI CapEx was big before, wait till you see South Korea dropping $520 billion on chip plants. The rotation just got real.
It's the London edition, Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. And Tom is already bouncing off the walls over semis.
Tom, wasn't it yesterday you were telling us to buy the semiconductor ETF? You're going to break your hand patting yourself on the back?
For real, that call is up, what, another 3%? But here's the thing, SMH is up 69% year to date, and it's still 6% below its 52-week high. There's room to run, buddy.
Yeah, look, 69% year to date and trading near highs is not usually where I start buying. But I get it. The CapEx numbers are nuts. $520 billion from Samsung and SK Hynix. That's not loose change.
And this is what I mean about the rotation being structural, not just a blip. The Magnificent Seven shed $2.3 trillion. Money is literally moving from software and platforms into hardware and chips. This is a CapEx supercycle, not a tech rally.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
NVIDIA at 15.3 times forward earnings? That's cheaper than a utility. And they're the picks and shovels of this build-out.
Hold on, Tom. NVIDIA at 15 times earnings is still a chip stock, not a bond. If this CapEx boom hits a financing wall and rates are still high, those multiples can compress. I'm not saying it's a short, but cheap is doing a lot of work there.
Gerald, I'm going to push back. The financing question is exactly what's missing from the coverage today. No one's asking if $520 billion of chip plants can earn a decent return when the cost of capital is where it is. That silence is loud.
Look at Marie finding the bear case in a CapEx boom. But fair point. Still, the market is voting with its feet. Semis over software. An analyst revising price targets for semis after a 69% rally? That's basically a retirement plan.
Oh, that's brutal.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Right. And the market voted Rocket Lab up 15.9% last session on its $8 billion Iridium deal. That's got a lot of enthusiasm for a shortcut to competing with Starlink.
No way, Gerald. Rocket Lab is now a legit satellite operator. They've got spectrum, a constellation, and a launch business. They're the anti-SpaceX play. And Iridium jumped 25%. The deal premium is priced in, but the strategic value, that's the real story.
Tom, you sound like you're ready to buy shares from the launch pad. But hold on. Integration risk on an $8 billion deal is huge. And Rocket Lab already surged. I'd watch it, not chase it.
To be fair, Tom, at least with semis, you've got a clear CapEx driver. Rocket Lab is more of a narrative stock right now. But hey, space is exciting. I'll give you that.
Fair enough. But now talk about a value unlock. Comcast spinning off NBC Universal and Sky? The stock surged 20% on the news and added 4.5% last session. It's still down 12% year-to-date and trading at 0.98 times book. That's a sum of parts re-rating waiting to happen.
Finally, a value story I can get behind. Comcast is basically giving away the media assets for free at that price to book. Even after the pop, there's meat on the bone. I like it.
And it's a bet on connectivity over content. That structural separation makes sense. The market is rewarding focus. But execution risk on a split this size? Not zero.
Execution risk? Schmexecution risk. At 0.98 times book, you're paid to wait. And speaking of cheap, Gerald, British American Tobacco is cutting 9,000 jobs. That's a fifth of the workforce. The stock is flat, but up over 3% this week. 11.9 times forward earnings for a company getting leaner?
That is my kind of ugly. Big job cuts usually mean margin expansion is coming. And it's a UK company, so I've been watching it. The market's starting to price that, but at under 12 times earnings, it's not fully valued for the turnaround, even with all the regulatory smoke.
regulatory smoke, pun intended. But seriously, tobacco is always under a cloud. Still, 9,000 jobs is a massive cut-cutting signal. I can see the bull case.
You two are actually agreeing on a value stock? The world is ending. But wait, crypto signals are all over the place today. CoinDesk says the record $34.5 billion net long dollar and near 3 million software shorts could unwind and boost Bitcoin. But the same outlet says Korea's $518 billion AI chip plan shows crypto losing the capital race. And the UK is easing crypto rules? I'm getting whiplash.
That CoinDesk take, the one about AI winning the capital war over crypto, that's the most original thing I've read today. It's not about regulation or ETFs. It's about industrial-scale investment leaving digital assets behind. The sheer size of the chip commitment screams that institutional money is fleeing to physical AI infrastructure.
Right, and Bitcoin's down 33% year-to-date, 53% below its high. The crowded dollar trade could reverse, sure, but if that unwind happens because of a dovish Fed, it's going to crush the long dollar crowd and maybe send bonds soaring. And that's what scares me about the whole buy semis, sell bonds consensus.
But Gerald, that's the trade. Long SMH versus short TLT captures the industrial boom and the rates for longer bet. Yeah, there's a record short in bonds, so a squeeze is possible. But until we get that dovish pivot, it's working.
Hold on, that's exactly the ticking clock. Positioning, not fundamentals, is the day's biggest risk. If a data print triggers a bond rally, the long-duration Treasury ETS is near its 52-week low. It would rip higher, and momentum in SMH and NVIDIA would probably get hit.
And that's before we even talk about mortgage bonds. The Wall Street Journal is warning that less Fed guidance means higher volatility premiums, which could hit mortgage rates. The MBS ETF is flat year-to-date, but if spreads widen, it's a sell.
Okay, I hear the bond doom loop returning, but back to the bright side. Airbus just got a $3.4 billion loan from the European Investment Bank for tech sovereignty, defense, and commercial aviation tailwinds. Stock is down near 8% year-to-date, around 23 times forward earnings. That's a recovery play.
Airbus is an interesting one. That EIB loan is a stamp of approval for their tech push, and defense spending isn't going away. At 23 times, it's not dirt cheap, but the growth outlook is solid. I could see it as a buy.
And here's a deep value one. Prosus plans a $5 billion buyback to reduce reliance on Tencent. The stock is down 30% year-to-date at 1.5 times forward earnings. That's absurdly cheap if the discount to Tencent narrows.
1.5 times?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nailed it. Sometimes the ugliest stocks are the best.
But Tencent itself is down 33% year-to-date. If Prosus is reducing reliance, it could pressure Tencent further. I'd hold off on Chinese tech until the regulatory fog clears.
Tom, that's the third time this month you've been scared of a value play because of macro. A 1.5 times earnings, you're not paying for any recovery. I'll take that bet.
Same here. Sometimes the trade is just too cheap to ignore.
All right, shifting to a messy one. Crédit Agricole and other car finance lenders are challenging the UK compensation scheme on human rights grounds. That's an unusual legal headache. The stock trades at 0.67 times book, but with this overhang, it's a sell for me.
It's a structural risk. If they win, it sets a precedent that could upend consumer protection. If they lose, the compensation bill stands. Either way, uncertainty kills bank stocks. So sell.
Agreed. Even at 0.67 times book, this is one to avoid until the legal fog clears.
And as always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends talking markets.
To wrap, the day screams AI CapEx as the gravitational center, sucking flows from everything else. The cleanest expression is long SMH versus short TLT. But the counterargument is real. The Magnificent Seven are funding this chip demand, and if they keep selling off, the circularity snaps back. Plus, that record short bond position is a powder keg.
Fair points, But the price action is telling us to ride the wave. SMH is still below its highs, and the money is rotating. That's a trade until it isn't.
Tom, you said that about semis in Q1, and you were right. But I remember you also said it about crypto 3 times last year.
Fair. But this time it's different. It's real steel and silicon, not tokens.
Right, because semiconductor fabs have never been cyclical.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
And we're back later today at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. Don't miss it.